This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. Ticket text to the same number. MLB draft tonight at 7 o'clock. Gator, here's what I was looking for. I was looking for local guys that could potentially go tonight. And I'm going to guess that none of these guys do go tonight. Mason Erla is a right-handed pitcher from Michigan State. Keith Law has him 121st on the board. Jordan Mwogu from Michigan is 141st. And I think there were two more. Jeff Criswell, pitcher from Michigan, is 93rd. And Owen Casey is a left fielder from Notre Dame Catholic High School. He is a Michigan commit. He is 89th. There's one more. Xavier Warren, third baseman from Central Michigan, is 111th, sorry, as a possible draft guy. So none of those guys will go tonight, but we might see their names in the next couple days. I do have one guy that interests me here, Gator, that since we might want to root for somebody to fall to the Tigers in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Right fielder from Arkansas, top 10. His last name is K-J-E-R-S-T-A-D.
Yeah.
Which is?
Well, it's Heston Yerstead.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Could it be Yerstead?
I think it's Yerstead. It's Yer, like K-J.
Okay.
Like in Swedish, it's like the K-J-E-L-L. The name is pronounced like shell.
Yeah.
So Jurstedt is what I would.
So you had a Swedish background, and which is why, a Swedish background. Yeah, but
I have a background in Sweden.
Being that you were born and raised in Sweden.
No, my mother's parents were both born and raised in Sweden.
So Heston Jurstedt?
Jurstedt? Or Jurstedt.
So here's my favorite part. I'm like, ooh, sweet, international player. It says, Yerstead performed well for his entire career at Arkansas and had a strong summer for Team USA. So apparently he's not really an international player, but Yerstead.
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 Yeah, like, I guess, I don't know. I'm riding with you. That would be my educated guess. It would be Yerstead.
I'll take your educated guess over my educated guess. So Torkelson. Lynn Henning tweeting that it's a done deal. Okay. I mean, fine. I'm not going to create any stink about this. 25 home runs as a freshman at Arizona State. Whenever you I always worry about the power hitters transition from the ping of the wood, the aluminum bat to the wood bat. But he went to the Cape and had 7 home runs in 25 games, which is all college players. Mm-hmm. And so that's a pretty decent ratio. Came back with 23 home runs as a sophomore. Great pitch selection. He really really complements his power. He's not a swing and miss guy, and he hits for power to all fields.
Well, and yet he did strike out a lot in the short amount of time they played this year. I think he had 15 strikeouts in 17 games.
That ratio's got to be pretty up over his first 2 years.
I'd have to look back at it, but it just that's almost a strikeout a game. I mean, it's not, but it ends up whatever 140 strikeouts in 162 games, something like that, or whatever it would be. Mm-hmm. That's a lot, but he walks so much that you put up with it, and he hits for power that you would put up with that. Now, everybody says he's got an excellent eye at the plate, so is some of that he just they're not swing and misses. He's just got a good eye at the plate, and he thought that was outside the plate and maybe got a bad call by the umpire. I don't know. It doesn't concern me terribly because everybody else says what a great eye he has got. Here's a power comparison that's probably completely unfair, but I'm going to throw it out there.
Okay.
From another player the Tigers drafted recently that was also prodigious at the plate with the power, albeit for just 1 year, and that's Cody Clemens. Cody Clemens' first 2 years at Texas hit a combined 10 home runs and also hit for a 240 average, 241 average. His junior season, which was the year that after his season was he got drafted by the Tigers, he had 24 home runs and a 351 average. Now, the only reason I'm bringing that up is because the 24 homers and the 350 average, that's kind of comparable to what Torkelson's done. But Torkelson's done it as a freshman and as a sophomore. So it's a little bit different there. He's got more of a track record. And Cody Clemens hasn't exactly torn it up in the minor leagues for the Tigers. But Torkelson is physically stronger and bigger. They're both 6'1"-ish, but Torkelson's over 200 pounds and Clemens is not. Not even close.
Do you care at all about the first base thing?
No, not even a little. What I care about is having a bat in the middle of the lineup for the next 10 years. That's what I care about. I don't care. Tigers have an opening at first base. They need a first baseman. So a first baseman in the future because Miggy's going to be a DH for the rest of the time he's with the Tigers. So, no, I don't care that he's first base only. And they say he can project to be maybe third base or even corner outfielder. I don't care. I don't care if he's DH. If the guy can mash, he can mash. That's what's most important for this team.
Yeah, I don't care either. It doesn't bother me in the slightest, but I also...
But he's got a hit.
Yeah, I've never cared. I care less about that stuff than some people. And I understand the whole, you don't do this, you don't do that. And winning teams haven't done that until one does. What matters most is this guy, you know, the best player in the draft? And, you know, do you have to... And to get him and get any player like him, you just take him here. And that's fine. I'm comfortable with it. But like everything else, and when you're picking, I don't know if I call Avila embattled. I don't think he's embattled, but you better get it right. I mean, he can't afford to get this one wrong. And I guess if you do get it wrong, the way you can afford to get it wrong is if you knock it out of the park with the other four picks. Kind of crappy that the year the Tigers pick first in every round, there's only five rounds.
But. Well, not only that, but what happens after this draft? For the people that aren't drafted, are they all free agents? Or what do we got with this?
I was watching MLB Network a little bit yesterday, and I thought I saw that they could sign for a maximum of $20,000.
So they're going to have to do a really good job of identifying. I mean, you're not just identifying the five rounds. You're going well beyond that and trying to find the gems there and convince those guys that, okay, look, we have a very limited number of money that we can pay you with bonus money, but we've got opportunities for you in the Detroit Tigers organization because if you look at the position players on this team, we don't have a big core of position players right now.
Yeah,
that's a selling point.
Let's think about this. Does this benefit organizations like the Tigers that have a lot of open spots moving forward? Because you're basically going to have a bunch of 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th round guys all up for bids. And I'm going to have to look this up and make sure I saw it right. But if the most you can pay them is $20,000 and everybody can offer the same thing, won't players opt to go to the organizations that have the most openings? So could the Tigers actually load up and get three or four guys that had sixth round grades?
They might.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't quote me on this. I better double check about what happened.
No, but I mean, logically, it seems like that would be in their favor because of what's happened with the big league club, because the big league club is in such desperate need of having talent and position players that this is a year that could really benefit the Tigers where they could hit home runs after the first few rounds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.